Well, hello there. Welcome to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And in this week's Fish Fry, we're getting into some serious semiconductor business. So get those geek goggles on and spelunking gear set to go. We're going in. Oh, but wait, before we go any further, I should tell you that I've got a BeagleBone Black for this week's nerdy giveaway. Oh, yes, I do. Courtesy of Newark Element 14. All you have to do to win is click the link on this week's Fish Fry page or head on over to element14.com/fishfry. First up, wet coating, nanoparticles, transparent conductive films. Let's sit down with Sema Nanotech CEO John Broad and talk about all of this and trekking through the Himalayas. Hi, John. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, what does Sema Nanotech do?
Well, we have spent the last 10 years developing a nanoparticle coating technology that we now call self-aligning nanomaterial. And we have commercialized our first generation of the product by coating silver nanoparticles onto polyester films. These films have new and unique properties that can replace a number of ITO film applications, as well as actually reaching some of the metal mesh technologies as well. So we have about 7 ohms per square sheet resistance, but with better optics than mesh. So we're able to do areas that ITO cannot, such as EMI shielding and transparent heating, at lower cost and in better performing methods.
So, John, as we all know, today's consumer electronics are demanding lighter weight, thinner, and more flexible materials. How is Sema Nanotech's Sante technology helping with EMI shielding in particular?
Well, again, by reaching into kind of a new set of transparency sheet resistance trade-offs. And if you go to our website at semanotech.com, there's a short video that shows how this self-aligning or self-assembling process works, and also showing a graph that shows a lot of the conventional mesh products as well as the ITO materials being used today. And we just have a unique combination of very low sheet resistance, very good light transparency, and the nanoparticle-based material allows for a lot of flexibility. We can actually thermoform these materials and create 3D shapes, which brings a lot of new design opportunities, as well as giving the inherent flexibility that mesh-type structures can provide.
So, John, tell me about the wide range of applications your technology is aiming to be used in. It's quite extensive, right?
Well, yeah, and that's one of the exciting things about a platform type of technology approach. So, again, we have commercialized the EMI, the transparent heaters. We're finding the physics works really, really well at a 2.4 gigahertz antenna. So this reaches into Bluetooth type of applications. But by slightly adjusting the formulation, we can create much higher transparency films. So we just launched our FS200 touch film at the SID conference at the end of May, and we ended up walking away with a Best in Show award.
Wow,
again,
nice.
Yeah, we were really excited about that. And again, it lends credence to the fact that there's so many things that we can do with the core technology. We're working prototyping, OLED lighting, organic thin film solar, electrochromic windows. And we're really just, now that we've fully commercialized the first generation, we have the wherewithal to start expanding and reaching out into new applications.
So your first family is available now, correct?
Correct. Yes, we've commercialized that with a Japanese coating partner. So we're able to sell, again, less than 10 ohms per square, about 80% transparent films on polyester. And then we're launching our touch films later in Q3, which gives about 25 ohms per square, but about 87 to 88% light transparency. So it's really ideal for large format touch films.
Very cool. This is some really interesting technology, John. So John, before Sema, tell me about your backpacking, trekking across Asia experiences.
Yeah, it was a number of years ago, but it's always fun to kind of get out off the beaten path, both in technology and in some geographical excursions. So, yeah, I had a chance to, there was a little window when Tibet was open, so I managed to go across the Tibetan Plateau and over the Himalaya on relatively well-traveled routes and then down into Nepal. And then again, I went to the west of China back in 1990 and got over the Karakoram and down into then, which was a pretty exciting part of Pakistan even then. It's fun. You learn a lot about cultures, and of course, the physical challenge is always exciting.
Okay, so if there was one thing you learned from trekking across Asia, what would it be?
It's a big world. It's a huge world, and Asia is just certainly one of the more fascinating continents.
Thanks so much for joining me today, John. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
What if one chip could solve all of your problems? What if you just needed one chip for your next design? One chip to rule them all. All right, yes, I know that's never going to happen, and even thinking about it is a rather useless affair. But there are four problems that one tiny but mighty FPGA family can solve. Intrigued? Well, I hope so. In my brand new Hot Off the Virtual Presses Chalk Talk, World's Smallest FPGAs Solve Four Big Problems, I'm chatting with Gordon Hands of Lattice Semiconductor about some awesomely tiny FPGAs that bring the power of programmable logic into devices like cell phones, tablets, and other power and form factor sensitive applications. You can and should check it out by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com or by checking out the on demand section of eejournal.com. The Nerdy Giveaway. Oh, yes. This week, I've got a BeagleBone Black. Oh, yes. The BeagleBone Black with a new color for summer. Wait. Summer, the color is black? Well, okay, anyway. The BeagleBone Black offers higher performance at a significantly lower cost with the same amazing out-of-the-box experience. Whether operating as a standalone single-board computer or in conjunction with other boards, the BeagleBone Black provides easy access to industry-standard interfaces and well-developed ecosystem of software and tools. So, if you want one of these super awesome kits for your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry, or you can enter by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page that says enter to win a BeagleBone Black, courtesy of Newark Element 14. You should go there now. Really, I know you want to, so just head on over. Hey, just imagine if your Facebook news feed had a little EE Journal sprinkled in. Wouldn't that be awesome? Why, yes, it would be. You can like us at facebook.com/eejournal. You can also check out our tweets at eejournaltfm and join our circle on Google+. Oh, yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or heck, even the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of July 26th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.